Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. These podcasts are brought to you in part by our sponsors, who really truly are what make these podcasts possible every week. O'Fallon Nutrition is a company that I've worked with for over 15 years. They're independently owned and operated, located here in O'Fallon, Missouri, right off of Highway K and Mexico Road. I call this place the Whole Foods of St. Charles County, but even if you are not located on this side of the river, it is still worth the drive. I can remember working all the way down at Powerhouse and still sending people out to O'Fallon Nutrition for their supplements. They are more than a supplement company. You can get grass-fed beef, salad dressing, seasoning for your cooking, hair care products, makeup, deodorant, toothpaste, essential oils, and all the vitamins and minerals that you can think of. If you're looking for clean, whole food nutrition, as well as home care, house care, skin care products, O'Fallon Nutrition is your place. You can take a look at them at O'FallonNutrition.com, or if you'd like to have something shipped, if you're listening to me from outside of St. Louis, you can certainly have items shipped. I know they do free shipping if it's an order over $50, and the phone number is 636-240-5283. Again, it's O'FallonNutrition.com, as well as if preparing your food on a weekly basis is your primary excuse for why you're not able to stay on a good clean eating program, which is something that I hear very regularly from my clients, I would ask you to please take the time to check out Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com. They are a phenomenal place. We get our food from there during the week. They deliver to our Integrity location. They will deliver to your house. They also are just available for pickup. You can go to their Chesterfield location or their Kirkwood location and just pick up meals for the day, as well as just having them delivered right to your door. So if preparing your food is your main excuse for why you cannot stay on a healthy eating program, then I would suggest just stop by Pure Plates. Just try it. If you're trying to lower your blood pressure, you're trying to lower your cholesterol, you're trying to get your blood sugar down, try to do Pure Plates meals for a week and just see how different you feel. These are organic meals. They are gluten-free. If you need them to be, they can be dairy-free. They are soy-free. You're not taking any processed sugars or meat curing agents or preservatives. They really, truly believe in nutrient-dense meals that are just whole food nutrition. And I've had my clients, or have made recommendations for my clients for years at Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com, or you can call them to ask questions at 636-778-3555. Again, remembering that they have a location in Chesterfield as well as in Kirkwood that you can just run by and pick up a meal today. Everyone always asks me where I get my meat from, and given that I really eat meat on a daily basis, typically beef primarily, my meat is very important to me. I have an autoimmune condition, and I want grain-free, corn-free meat, and I just haven't found the confidence in stores in knowing that I'm getting 100% grass-fed, grass-finished beef. And I have searched and searched and searched for the right farm, and I have found the farm. It's fedfromthefarm.com. Fed, F-E-D, fromthefarm.com. These farmers are amazing. It's a family. They're here in Missouri, and they have the desire, just like I do, to see people well and to see people healthy, and they put a lot into what they do. It's such a wonderful family to support. They do offer 100% grass-finished, grass-fed, meaning that's it, a beef, and I get my ribeyes, I get my ground beef, my ground sirloin, I get my chuck roast. I mean, they basically have everything. They even have awesome jerky, but they also have eggs, they have chickens, and they have turkey. I'm planning on getting a turkey for Thanksgiving, and if you'd like lamb, they have that as well. But if you are in need of good quality grass-fed, grass-finished beef, or quality eggs, chicken, turkey, don't just settle for what you're getting at the local store. to go out on the internet and check out Fed from the Farm. That you can arrange a pickup or you can have it delivered to your to your home. And I can guarantee you, you're going to taste the difference. For me, my health actually depends on it. So I really thank God to have found such a great farmer. FedFromTheFarm.com. I hope it blesses you.
Welcome to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, the Integrity Way, with your hosts, John and Debbie Morris from Integrity Training Systems.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. Back with you this week. We always like to start our segments by talking to you about what it means to be a warrior. If you're new, we always like to give the definition of what it means to be a warrior, because we find that a lot of times with what we do for a living, when people are struggling, they think that there's something that they can't overcome. It happens pretty regularly. The hardest thing in our life is usually what we're currently dealing with. And the definition of a warrior is a brave and or experienced fighter or soldier. And I always like to point out that you don't necessarily have to be brave and you don't necessarily have to be a soldier. You just have to be an experienced fighter, which means that at some point you have to have overcome something in your life to be considered a warrior. And we've all done that. So if you've overcome anything, you just have to look at what you're currently going through as something that you could potentially also still overcome. You know, I always like to point out to people that I'm an entrepreneur now, if you will, a business owner. We own a gym and we own a bakery and we do different conferences and things like that. And there are times where I'll be overwhelmed and I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this done. Like, there's so many things going wrong. You know, getting to the radio show is going to be hard today. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. You have all these things that are going on in your mind and you're like, I don't think I can overcome this. And then I think back to being in standoffs with guys with guns when I was a police officer, or fighting for my life with multiple guys on a scene, or being shot at, or having been stabbed. I've been hit by a car. You know, I think about these things and I'm like, okay, like what I'm dealing with right now is probably overcomable as well, but you always only feel what you feel where you are. And so if you let yourself get hung up on what you're dealing with and tell yourself you can't overcome something, you're usually right. So the trick is to start telling yourself that you can overcome something. And we always like to start this segment off by just talking about something that we're dealing with or overcoming, or something that our client base is, just to give everybody hope that you're not alone and whatever you're fighting can be overcome. So Deb, do you have anything on that this week?
Yes, I do. I think I've definitely been a warrior in the past week and a half, don't you?
Yeah.
I had to warrior through some days. I had a treatment done like a week and a half ago, I guess. Well, maybe it was last Monday.
I can't remember now. It almost feels two weeks. I think it was 2 weeks ago now, but the weeks blur together.
Went for an acupuncture treatment. I have a traditional Chinese medicine doctor that I've gone to for almost 3 years now. And he's amazing, and I love him so much. And he moved to Taiwan. So I tried a new place, and they did acupuncture on the front and the back, and it was really a very thorough process. But then she decided to do cupping on me. And my old doctor did cupping, but I guess he would only do like 2 cups, and then he would only keep them on for like 5 minutes. Well, there was apparently a reason for that. Because I think she put like 8 cups down my spine and then she left them on for like 10 minutes. And I guess I didn't really think much of it when it happened. But as I went to leave, I could tell that I just started declining. Instead of feeling the energy that I normally feel when I would leave Dr. Alex's office. And normally I feel amazing after acupuncture. I feel energy, I feel circulation, I feel a surge of energy on the table. I mean, it's pretty remarkable how different I feel. And I just started to feel myself almost struggle to even like kind of get out to the car and to not feel almost like nauseous in a way, like I was going to throw up maybe in the car. Like I had taken on like an immediate virus. And I went for a massage later on that evening, and I told the person, you know, how I was feeling, and And he said, well, you know, there's a good chance that you probably just detoxed. He's like, I'll work some fascia work on you to try to get your lymph to maybe, you know, remove anything that she maybe released with those cups. Well, that night I ended up getting home I just went straight to bed because I really didn't feel well. And then I woke up at, I think, like 12:30.
Yeah.
And I was shaking.
Violently.
Pretty bad.
I just remember watching, like, her hands and her arms were moving, I would say, about a 2-inch range of motion. So it's not like a cold shiver where it's a vibration. It was legitimately, like, 2 inches back and forth was the directions that her hands were covering in a movement.
And I had no control over them. Like, I had no control over the fact that they were shaking. And it was really, really scary. And my heart was going a little bit faster, but not really that fast. It was just that I felt my heartbeat from head to toe. My heart was bounding, like the bee bounding all over my body. And I ended up having to eat salt, to drink celery juice, to take an electrolyte, to drink coconut milk. I ate cherries. I hadn't been having fruit or anything like that. I had to do things to, like, try to build my blood sugar to see maybe was that the problem. Like, we just had no idea what the problem was. And then I had to take a bath at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, and John had to sit outside the bathtub, and he's like, should we go to the hospital? And I was like, I really just don't feel like the hospital is necessarily going to be able to do anything for me in this situation. Like, I don't think I'm in cardiac arrest or anything. And so I ended up laying in bed, and it wasn't until about 3:30 in the morning that I ended up finally falling asleep. Well, the next day we would have been due to go to Palm Health and have the salt room and the, you know, the cryo and all the things. So we canceled that. And I ended up going to my homeopathic doctor, and she said that the cupping, like, really brought out a lot from my tissue, and like old viruses will, like, actually camp out in your tissue. And so since that cupping released so much, it released, like, viral, it caused, like, a viral storm in my body, like mono, Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, like, all at one time. And what was interesting was 2 days later, I went for a single-shot ozone therapy through blood, which is, like, 10-shot, but I did single-shot, and I immediately felt burning all over my body, like, as if it was just attacking, you know, some type of major virus in my system. So it was pretty intense. Well, for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I woke up at 12:30 or 1 o'clock every single night shaking like that.
Yep.
Now, the shaking wasn't near as bad. I was more shivering on the other nights.
Yeah, it went down.
So, yeah, and I had to take a bath at 1 o'clock in the morning every single night. And last night I had to go to bed believing that I would go to bed and not be in fear that I was going to wake up shivering. Well, I went to see a guy named Dr. Tribus. He's amazing. He's at Palm Health. He's just a remarkable doctor. And he helped me on Friday. And so I stopped shivering. I stopped doing that. So I didn't do it Friday or Saturday at all. I was fine. And I think the warrior part of me was to, number one, have to believe that I'm going to be okay. I'm going to overcome this. This is just a small setback because my health had improved so much. It was very, very concerning, and it really upset me that I was that sick because I had been well for the past year, so well, like exceptionally well. And so it just really bothered me. But I guess maybe some of this stuff needed to be released from my body, but you shouldn't release it at the level at which I did. It made me very, very sick. And so now I know more about my body. But the way I've had to warrior was, each day I've had to manufacture basically a manuscript or almost like a dialogue in my brain that would tell me I'm well, I will live and not die. Everything I put my hand to will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ. I have to tell myself this all day long. Because part of me wants to worry and think that I'm really sick and think that I'm not okay because that happened. But at the end of the day, it was just a detoxification, and I'm coming out of it, and I'm coming out of it stronger, and I'm going to be okay.
but my warrior was definitely forcing myself daily to believe that I would overcome.
Detoxing is really dangerous. I mean, the average person, when you go get a deep tissue massage, there's a reason they ask you to drink water or they offer you a water. It's because what they've released, they're looking to push out of your body. I mean, when I detoxed pills and alcohol, you know, over a decade ago, I almost died. You know, I had full-blown convulsions in the floor. So when you've got stuff inside your body that shouldn't be there, whether it be a virus or a chemical or whatever it may be, when you push that out, especially at that level, that can become definitely pretty dangerous to the body. And once that process has started of being pushed out, there's really no way to recover that or step back.
There's definitely a check in me when those cups were on, like, should I be doing this? And then, you know, I basically said to myself, you're so well, you've been doing so well, I'm sure everything will be okay. But that initial check, I should have listened to. You know, that's what we do at Integrity. The only thing I can tell you is I may work with you one-on-one with nutrition, and you may be going through a lot of different struggles. But I can tell you right now, John and I have been through plenty of struggles on our own, and we have conquered through faith. We have conquered through quality eating, through all of these amazing treatments that have helped to save our life. For more information on what we do at Integrity Training Systems, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com. For gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your doorstep, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And also for 100% grass-fed beef, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. Just got done speaking to you about what it means to be a warrior. And I want to kind of continue with that by talking about having a grind that matches your dream. You posted on this actually on social media not that long ago. And a lot of times what I find is people lack in one of two things. They either lack in the dream. They just don't have one. You know, they get up and they will grind their 9 to 5, if you will, but they hate it. You know, they don't dream big. They don't think about the next phase. They don't think about what they, you know, want to be doing or what they need to be doing. You know, the call and purpose that God has on their life. I mean, there's a time to have a job, and then there's a time to figure out what you're supposed to be doing and embrace and enjoy that. And then the other thing is that some people don't have the grind. You know, so they may have the dream. They might have the vision. It's big. It's grand. They know what they want. They know what they need. They've seen it, but they're not willing to put the work in. You know, they don't want to work or achieve their dream more than they want to sleep. They don't want to do it more than they want to eat bad food. They don't want to do it more than they have to have their Saturday afternoon golf. And it's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with recreation, but you just have to ask yourself, like, when you're going for something, are you going at it at the percentage that you expect to get what you're trying to accomplish at? And what I mean by that is, you know, I was talking to someone recently about eating food, and they have a result that they're looking for as far as their body weight and their muscle content goes. And they said they were getting better when I inquired how they were doing on their food. They said, I'm getting better. And I was like, well, what does getting better mean? Right. Like, you know, is it one day a week you're actually doing what you're supposed to do? Is it one meal a day that you're off and you used to be off too? You know, what does that look like? And I love this because it's kind of like playing volleyball. Like, I'm getting ready to set someone up to spike on them. I always ask these questions to do this, Deb, and you already know this. But they said, well, I'd say I'm about 90% on. You know,
that was a bad thing to say to John.
And there it is. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, 90%. That's pretty good.
Now you're going to start getting equations.
What you're saying is 9 times out of 10, you eat what you're supposed to eat. So that means if you eat, let's just say 3 times a day, which would be 21 times in a week, that you have no more than 2 things in 7 days that you consume that you're not supposed to, which would be on average about 8, maybe 9 things a month. So you're looking at around 96 to 100 things in a year that you shouldn't consume. And then they just stare at me, you know. And it's like, I guarantee you, if your Saturday is off or your Sunday is off or both are off because you need to have your weekend, or Wednesday night you have your Wednesday night bowling and you just have a couple drinks or a couple meals there, you are not 90-10, okay? And so just hang with me here. If you have one day off out of seven, okay, and that would be 2 out of 14, that would be 4 out of 28, and then let's just do some real simple multiplication and times that by about 4, okay, and you remove that. If you're having one day off in your week, you're not even hitting 75-80%. You're below that. So if you're trying to change your body and you're talking about this 100% result you're looking for, I need to lose 100 pounds, I need to have a six pack, I want to be lean, I want to be well, I want to be healthy, and you're having a full day off or the whole weekend off or even a meal each day that's off, I challenge you to actually do that math. Not napkin math like I just did. Sit down and actually put some numbers in a calculator. And it may blow your mind to figure out that you are only on 63% of the time.
Yes.
So you can't expect more than 63% of the result. And it's not even a one-to-one ratio, because if you're off throughout your day, that can actually affect the next day. So the ratio is actually even lower, you know, when you get those things sporadically put throughout the week. So that's just something I want you guys to think about, is food, exercise, work ethic, what time you put in for work. Are you staying before? Are you staying after? Are you cutting out? Are you finishing early? Does your grind match your dream?
Yeah, that's very good. I know for me, when I have big dreams. You know, I mean, like really big dreams, scary dreams, like to where you're like, Debbie, what? How is anything like that ever going to get accomplished? I mean, I get up and I go for it every single day of my life.
Yeah, you don't wait.
Every phone call. We sat in the parking lot here because I was making a phone call. I'm on the phone with William Sonoma. Hey, if I'm going to do a retreat, I'm going to bring William Sonoma with me. I want them to have the best products possible. And then I want the people that are going to be at the retreat to have the potential to be able to get the best products possible. Like, I am always thinking of ways of growing it, always thinking of ways that we can help people in a deeper way. So my work ethic is crazy. Like, it's just, it's absurd. But it's because I believe in the dream. I believe in the vision for it. And I believe God gave it to me. And so, like, I will do anything for the Lord. I mean, my whole entire purpose on this earth is for the Lord. So, sure, I may wake up and have days where I don't want to do something, but I don't even consider it. I don't consider marinating in that, because it isn't about me and what I want to do. It isn't about what I feel like doing. It's about what He needs me to do. It's about what I was called to do. Yeah, it's about what I've put on this earth to do.
What is the call and purpose, and why is it your why?
Yes.
You know, and that's the whole thing, is if you chase your why and you chase the changing the people, which is what we do, the money follows that. And that's not a common thought process of the world. A lot of times it's, how do I make more money? How do I make more money? And this is why you see crappy ingredients put in food, because there's a higher price point that can be made. And it's like, listen, we all want to make money. There's nothing wrong with wanting to make money. The love of money is wrong, but there's nothing wrong with wanting to make it. But I tell you, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you'll enjoy what you're doing. It'll stop feeling like work, and the money will follow that.
We have never chased the money. We have always chased helping people, and we have always been blamed for chasing the money.
Right.
Even when I wasn't taking a paycheck, I was blamed for chasing the money, and I was always chasing helping people. That is all we have ever done. That has always been our vision. One day, we'll probably have more money than we know what to do with, and we'll use it all for kingdom purpose.
Yeah.
But right now, we're chasing helping people down. I mean, we just really want to see people help. And the only thing I can tell you, and I may even have to bring this into the next segment, is when it comes to your health, when you're trying to figure out if your grind matches your dream, if you have a dream of a certain type of health and a certain type of body, and you want to live a certain way, you got to ask yourself, have you ever really poured yourself into it?
Right.
Like, have you ever really given it 100%?
Right.
Poured your heart and soul into it? Or did you use having kids as an excuse, having a job as an excuse, having a spouse as an excuse, being a homeowner, owning a business? Have you used everything you could think of as an excuse? Or have you ever really poured your heart into it? Hired professionals, did everything that they told you to do? Because if you decide to really pour yourself into it, and you have the right details, the right assistance, the right people supporting you, I am telling you, you will achieve that dream of optimal health. And that's what we help you do at Integrity. For more information on a 6-month nutrition program with myself, take a look at Integrity Training Systems. Also, to schedule a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers, give us a call at 636-299-2208. For gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your door from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. 100% grass-fed beef, the only meat that the Morris family will eat. Fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. We just got done talking to you about making sure that your grind matches your dream. And Deb kind of rounded out that segment talking about, have you ever really truly given it 100%? You know, a lot of people expect 100% result or think about 100% result, and they don't put that work in. And, you know, I think that at some point you have to choose your heart. You know, and that's something that's been coming up a lot with my client base lately, is how hard things are. And one of our friends, Josh Kahneman, he actually said on a show, you know, we did a show about godly marriage, and he talked about what he strives to be every day. And he said that one day he wants to meet the person that God intended him to be. And I think that that's a really cool thing to chase. You know, a lot of times people compare themselves to others, and the Bible actually tells us not to compare ourself to others, but it doesn't say anything about not comparing ourselves to ourselves. You know, trying to become the best version of yourself, what God's called you to be, doing what he has put you on this earth to do, it's key. And something that I say a lot is, you know, do you want the hard now or do you want the hard later? And I have always said, do something today that future you will thank you for. You know, if you're procrastinating on something or you're not taking your health serious, will you look back one day and have regret? Will you look back one day and say, man, I really wish I had done that differently. You know, I don't feel well. And now it's going to be so much harder to get done. So it's like when you think about future you, do yourself a solid. Like, hey, I'm going to do this and it's going to suck a little bit right now. But it's because I know if I don't, it's going to be way worse later. Right. You know, and I think that's something that we miss a lot. Is you kind of get into this place where you're just like, you know what, I think I'm good on that for right now. I'll get that done. You know, I used to do that when I was in school with homework. You know, it was like I was bad about that, you know, and then all of a sudden you're crunching and you get a bad grade and now you actually have to do better on the next one. I mean, it's terrible, you know.
I think people rest before the mission is complete.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the mission of good health really is never complete. And so we start resting. And then I think bad food really fogs us. It really bogs us down.
Yes.
It gives us lazy bones. And so we just don't understand why we're not that inspired to prep our food anymore. We don't understand why we don't want to go to work that day. We don't understand why we don't feel like working out. Well, you had a bunch of dairy over the weekend.
Right.
You had a bunch of alcohol over the weekend. You had a bunch of sugar over the weekend. You didn't get enough sleep over the weekend. You didn't exercise at all. You haven't exercised for the past 3 or 4 days. And I know it's like, it sounds like I'm just like coming at you. And I kind of am. I mean, because at the end of the day, if you really have that strong of a dream, like you really see yourself in a better place, you have got to stop making excuses. You have got to just get up and start doing the work. You got to get out of bed when you don't feel like it. You got to quit complaining about it. And you got to get up and you got to do the work. It's just the way it is. You have to prepare the food. You have to go to the grocery store. You have to stay up later and get it done. You have to order things that make sense. When you go out to a restaurant, don't get the bread. You know, don't have them put it on the table. You know you're going to eat it. Don't eat it. You know what it makes you feel like. Don't order a drink. You know what it makes you feel like. You don't have time to feel that bad. Stop doing it. Well, if you're foggy and you've got the lazy bones from all the bad food that you've been having, you need to detox. You need to do a 24-hour fast. You need to do something to get yourself out of that circumstance and get those lazy bones moving, because that bad food makes you feel that way. It does. I watch really healthy people go from being super sharp mentally, super focused, super in shape, and literally within a month's time, because they keep bringing bad food in, it's like they're not even doing good at their job anymore. They're not even being a good spouse. They're not being a good parent, because the food is just fogging them and bogging them down.
Right.
And now they're at the altar praying and believing for change. And what really needs to happen is they just need to go back to that discipline pattern that they had, and they've got to change their food. Quit bringing the poison into their body. It takes one day, one decision, one meal, one choice. That's all it takes. And it's up to you. You can hire a trainer, you can hire a coach, but at the end of the day, you have to go home and do it. Like, right. You have to be the one to do it. Now, we can guide you. We can tell you how to efficiently fast, how to effectively detox, how to not make yourself sick, and how to really supply yourself with the right nutrients and the right balance so that you don't feel starving all the time and that you can actually get through this. But we'll also look at you point blank and say, why do you keep eating that on the weekend? Why do you keep drinking that on the weekend? Why is this your regular habit? Because you spend a lot of money with us, and we're here to support you. We're here to encourage you, and we will. But we're not going to give you a pass on it. We want you to show us the dream. You show us the vision for that dream. We will do everything it takes to help you achieve it. Plain and simple. And I just want to reiterate that to you again. You have this dream. You've had it for years. You want to be healthy. You don't want to be in the body that you're in anymore. You don't want to feel this sick. You want to be okay for your grandkids. You want to be okay for your kids. Then what have you done to achieve it? Have you really, truly, 100% poured yourself into it? Because I don't think you have. I really don't. And if you have and you haven't gotten the result, you need to get with different people. We need to get the right blood work ran. We need to get you on the right supplements. We need to get you on the right medications. We need to get you with the right doctors. You need a team of people helping you. It takes more than one person, but it's out there. And stay anchored to hope. Don't just give up because it's not working. Keep finding another person. If I would have gave up when it stopped working 20 years ago, I wouldn't have helped anyone because I would have died then. 22 doctors, and I finally found one that helped me after 22 of them didn't help me. One of them finally started making changes. So keep searching, keep finding someone, keep working with someone who will help you.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we were talking about Josh Kahneman, and he was talking about, I would say, like, of all the people I know in my life, he's the most person that is similar to me on diet and exercise, right?
Right.
Like, he does not cheat on his food ever. Okay. Well, he doesn't have the health problems I have. I don't do it because I have health problems. But at the end of the day, he just doesn't do it. Well, they have an off meal every weekend. If he's able to have that off meal and then the very next day wake up and get right back on his food, and it doesn't set him back for the month, it doesn't affect him mentally, it doesn't affect him physically, then by all means, have that off meal. Now, he and his wife choose healthier off meals. You know,
right.
I mean, they definitely make right. better choices than, you know, the standard total garbage food, right? So that's why they're probably waking up the next day able to do it. But good for them that they're able to have that off meal.
Yes.
But if you have such an addictive personality.
Yeah, quit comparing.
That you have that little bit, and then next thing you know, it turns you into a tissy and you can't get out of sugar and you can't get out of junk. Don't have the off meal. Like, go have a steak and go have a baked potato. Don't have junk. Don't have garbage.
Right,
because
which is
you're
what
setting,
they're doing.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up for the addiction to continue, you know, and you need some help. And I know I just bombarded you with that information, but it's just like,
yeah, I
don't want people thinking that they can't do this.
I just think that when I talk about choosing, you know, your heart,
yes.
or, you know, talking about what you're going to accomplish versus what you're not going to accomplish because you're not going to tackle it, which actually has payoff,
right,
is something you want to consider. So if you're already sitting around feeling like garbage and that's your current hard, is that you don't feel like doing the work, you already have too much going on, every excuse in the book. I mean, there's always going to be excuses, but only you really get to decide if you're excused. Someone can agree with you because they feel bad and they're just trying to be like, yeah, no, I totally get it. Or maybe they don't. Maybe they come at you like we just did and they say, no, that's not a good enough reason. But at the end of the day, you're choosing if you're excused or not. And so ask yourself, what's the payoff of the heart? We talk about health and wellness because that's what we do. If if you're sitting around feeling like crap and you don't want to get up and exercise because it's hard and you don't want to do your food because it's hard, you can't stay up late, you can't do the discipline, you can't build your own meals, you can't. Well, I challenge you to think about that. Is it a can't or is it a won't? Because the payoff of that later is just getting to be a little lazy today. That's the only payoff. Mm-hmm. Probably developing disease, probably getting sick, probably dying before you should, and not living a great life. The payoff of the heart of getting up and getting in the gym and just starting right, working out, getting a little sore, figuring out the movements, carving the time out of the day, building the food, meeting with someone to find out how you should eat, eating something that's maybe not your quote-unquote favorite, giving things up. The payoff of that is the opposite of what I just said. Extended life, extended quality of life, just feeling better in your day by day, being able to accomplish more because you're not cloudy and you don't feel like it is much trash. So yeah, I get that it's hard. I'm not going to sit around and tell you that it's easy, but what I am telling you is that it does get easier. And then on the back side of that, there's actually a reward to the hard.
Yes.
Not enough people sit and think about that. You have to get uncomfortable in your comfort. I just talked to someone about this. We've got some clients and they're doing 10 minutes a day on the stairs. It's phenomenal. I'm so excited for the change that they're going to see. But the wife of them, she actually made a comment that, you know, a lot of people are going through right now. She said she feels very vanilla. And that just kind of resonated with
me. Food does that. That's the lazy bone theory.
Yes,
I talked about food makes you feel
vanilla.
People
sit around and they're just kind of like, I don't feel like
you.
I'm getting anywhere. And I'm just spinning my wheels. I'm doing my circles. So you were talking about the 10 minutes. And I just asked, like, what is the 10 minutes out of your day? What do you have to give up? Is it scrolling Instagram? Is it scrolling Facebook? Is it staring at the wall? You know, because here's the deal. You can do all of that on the stairs.
Yeah.
You can do all of that on the treadmill. You don't even have to give that up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But let's just say you do. What is 10 minutes to have your metabolism in a better spot, to have yourself feeling better, to be calorically burning, to be making change to your body, to be wedging a disciplinary time into your day?
Yes.
You know, so what is the payoff to what your work is getting you? What is the payoff to the heart? And not enough people think about that. We're so caught up in the moment. We're such a dopamine and serotonin chasing society that instead of thinking about how much we can change moving forward, we think about, well, it feels good right now to just lay down on the couch and
self-satisfaction. I think we're so caught up in self-satisfaction.
Yes.
It's like all about how we feel. Quit caring about how you feel.
Well, check this out. If you quit caring about how you feel, and we're actually going to talk about this in the next segment, and you start caring about what your body needs, you actually stand to feel better. When you think about how you feel, you're only seeing it through the lens of your current moment. You have to get out of the current moment to guarantee the future ones can be better.
And that is just really, truly, like through my nutrition program, very much how I encourage people, how I inspire people. It's like step out of your comfort zone. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because at the end of the day, you'll never soar. You'll never go to exceptional heights if you try to stay in this comfort zone. That's mediocrity. That's staying on medication for the rest of your life. That's never truly achieving the health that you really want to achieve. That's believing in your mind that you really won't lose the weight or that you really can't change your health or can't change your body. Every day last week, I had to believe that I would overcome what I was going through, and I overcame it. Every day you get up and you do something to try to shift your health. If you can't do it alone, it's pretty normal. I mean, we help people every day with this. Find a coach, hire someone to help you. For more information on a 6-month nutrition program with us at Integrity Training Systems or a free personal fitness assessment with any of our trainers, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208. For gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your doorstep from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-finished beef, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. Just got done talking about what it means to choose your heart and the battles that you're going to fight. And we were talking a little bit about feelings, and feelings are interesting because any motivational speaker you hear online or anybody that has a show like we do, they have like a polarized opinion on feelings. You know, people are like, don't get in your feelings. Feelings don't matter at all. Discipline over feelings. Or they'll be like, you deserve to feel good. You should really, you know, everything you do should make
focus
you
on your
feel
feelings.
Well. Get into your feelings. Do you feel what you
feel? It really
feel?
Does go like so all over it's, the place. It's like polarized. You don't know what you're supposed
it's
to do. Yeah,
polarized. Yeah. It's north versus south, east versus west. You know, exactly. So balance is the key here. And this is what I'm going to tell you. Feelings can be dream killers, or feelings can be what you get at the end of chasing your dream.
Yes.
So are you? What are you feeling right now? You don't feel like doing it. You don't feel like overcoming something. It's a little bit hard. If you press into those feelings, you'll actually rob yourself of feeling good. And that's what I want to get across to you today is you actually deserve to feel good. You should feel good. That's what you should strive for. Well, I don't want them to miss out. They deserve to have cake. No, they deserve to feel good. And if cake makes them feel bad, that's not what they deserve. They deserve for you as a parent to step up and be like, I'm actually going to guarantee that you have a better quality of life. I know that all of those other kids have cake, but you don't do well on cake. So you need to not have it. But unfortunately, that's some resistance. That's difficult. And so people cave because they don't actually want to deal with that hard. See, that's what we talked about in the last segment. They don't want to be the mean parent. They don't want to have to deal with the repercussions. So they just say, okay, whatever. You're not doing that for your kid. You're doing that for you because you don't feel like dealing with that moment. And
plus, so there's more to life than that cake moment.
Right.
Set your kid up for wanting more out of their life
yes.
than a simple... than being living in the moment.
Yes.
Like set them up to care about bigger things than just that fleeting moment of the cake.
And so what we talk to people about is focusing on your needs, not focusing on your feelings. Because if you satisfy your needs, if you actually get to the basis of what your needs are in life, you know, exercise, food, a job, paying your bills. I mean, anything. If you satisfy your needs, you will feel better than if you chase your feelings. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's 100% shiny sun, you know, pleasant grass. You can meet your needs and still feel unfulfilled. And that's where you got to press into God and figure out what the call and purpose on your life is. But if you chase your needs, you actually stand to feel good. If you sit around and think about how you don't feel good and you chase your feelings, they're very short-lived. This is TikTok. This is Instagram. This is YouTube Shorts. These quick burst moments of feeling good, eating candy, eating cake, having sugar, going out to eat because you deserve it because you had a bad day and it'll make you feel better, going out to eat because you had a great day and you're looking to celebrate it. I mean, all of these things are so temporary, and we're chasing them because we're looking for these dopamine hits, this hit, this hit, this hit, this hit. It's the whole point of the algorithms. It's why you're shown things on your phone. It's why specific things pop up. It's why you're hooked. It's why you say you're going to watch something for 3 minutes and 2 hours later, you're like, oh my gosh, I just wasted 2 hours of my time, because you're so hung up on these short bursts that you're actually missing the ability to feel well at the end of that. When you accomplish something, you have the sense of accomplishment, and then you end up helping other people. And that's the biggest thing, is who depends on you? Like, what is your why? Like, are you doing it just for you? Because if you're hung up on self-indulgence and it's just for you, I'm going to tell you right now, you are going to live a very unfulfilled life. If you aren't doing what you're doing to help others, or to at least put yourself in a position where others can benefit from what you're doing, it won't be fulfilled. Now, listen, I'm not telling you to not take care of yourself, and I'm not telling you to not find joy in what you do, but you have to be in a good spot to help other people. But if you're not helping others, what are you accomplishing? And hear me out here. If you're a window cleaner and you take pride in what you do and you clean windows and you know that your clients love how you clean the window, that's what I'm talking about. But don't show up and just say, oh, here I go again. I guess I'll kind of, you know, half myself through this window and leave some smudges, and because I hate what I do, I'm not doing it. It's like, I don't care what you do. Take pride in it. Do a good job and watch how much it blesses other people and be blessed by that. Don't get hung up on the fact that you're tired. Don't walk around and talk about being tired. Like, I'm so tired. Here we go. I'm gonna be the pot calling the kettle black here. So tired of people saying they're tired. Listen, I can't remember the last person that I talked to that said, man, I have been sleeping so well and I get so much sleep. Nobody says that. Nobody's sleeping, guys. Nobody's getting good sleep. Everybody's getting woke up. Everybody doesn't sleep through the night. Everybody's having trouble falling asleep. So why are we just walking around talking about it and perpetuating it? Like, get over it. You know, let's get into a position where we actually start to try to overcome some of these things. And if you sit around and you talk about it and you keep telling yourself, I just don't sleep well, I just can't do this, I just can't, you're going to end up being right.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it goes back to what is replaying, like what is constantly replaying.
Yes.
Even
yes.
like the shorts. John and I's like thing where we just clear our brain is we lay in bed together and we, you know, like one of us holds the phone and we right. go like this to these videos.
So let me tell you that's, I'm not telling you to not do it.
No,
you know,
right.
I'm just telling you to make sure that it's not everything you're doing.
And, but the videos are like really encouraging, really inspiring yeah. videos.
Or funny, they're like babies.
They're scriptural, you know, like it's people that are working strong, like working out really hard, or they're, you know, like just achieving something. And it's like, man, it fires you yeah. up almost to the point where it keeps us awake. But it's a dialogue. There's an internal dialogue. Yes. And at the end of the day, we can see those videos and we can think to ourselves, we can achieve that. We're yes. going to wake up tomorrow. We're going to be fired up. No matter how tired we are, we can do this. I mean, I've gone to work on 2 hours sleep before and yes. worked an entire day.
Yes.
You know, like, because I'm so fired
while
up to do what we do.
While being told by someone they only got 7 hours of sleep.
And that was the reason why they couldn't do their food.
I'm just telling you, you know, again, it's not about comparing to people, but it is about comparing to your moment. Like, are you actually in a position where you can't accomplish it, or are you telling yourself that
or
story?
Or are you building the story
yes.
that you can't? You
yes.
can keep saying, I'm too busy. I have kids. Yeah. I have a spouse.
You're going to be
I have
right.
a job. That's always going to be the excuse. Or you can be like the people that you witness that have kids, that have a spouse, that have a job, that have a company,
yes.
and they still do it.
Yes.
I mean, Josh Kahneman has 4 kids.
Yes.
Okay. I have a child. I have 3 businesses.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the day, we find a way to make it happen, but change that internal dialogue.
So you,
what are you saying to yourself all day long?
You brought up,
do you keep repeating that you can't do it?
You brought up the Instagram videos we watch. So at the end of the night, like Deb said, we don't spend a lot of time together. A lot of people right. think we do because we're married, we're friends, we own businesses together. A lot of times we are so off doing our own things. It's actually how our businesses survive that we don't collectively get to just spend time together.
Right.
So one thing we do is we lay down in bed and we take anywhere between 10 and 20 minutes until one of us has fallen asleep and we watch these videos. The videos are motivational, they're hard work, or they're funny. They're about little babies or little dogs, okay? That is our algorithm.
Yeah.
The internet,
that's our outlet.
Instagram has figured out our algorithm. They know that we are into things that motivate us. They know that we're into things that make life not so serious. And they know that we're into things that bring joy. What's your algorithm?
Yeah.
What are you watching?
Yeah.
Is it pointless? Is it poison? Is it spewing into your brain?
Yes.
Is it making you not actually accomplish the things that you want to accomplish? Is it completely just nonsensical? Is it brain damaging? Is it mind numbing? Change your algorithm and you'll change the output of your life and actually stand to feel the way you're meant to feel.
I listened to a commercial the other day from a health coach talking about all about basically trying to recruit someone all by the basis of you should never have to restrict your food. You should never have to make exceptions. You should always be able to have what you want to have.
Gotcha.
That's a great sales pitch.
Yep, gotcha.
And I think that's
hook, line,
awesome,
and sinker.
You know, that you're trying to connect with those people. But I really think what you're trying to do is promise them something that is totally unrealistic. At
yep.
the end of the day, gluttony is in the Bible for a reason.
If that was true, you wouldn't even have to do their program.
Exactly. And so you do have to create healthy boundaries. You have to put the guardrails up or you will get those lazy bones. You will get bogged down and fogged up. And we are here to help to keep that from happening and to encourage you every step of the way. For more information on a 6-month nutrition program with us at Integrity Training Systems, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208 to schedule a free personal fitness assessment with any of our trainers. For gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your door from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-finished beef, look at fedfromthefarm.com. Thank you all so much for listening, and God bless you.